In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, what'd it do?
Ahoy!
What's up? Good Monday. What's going on?
It's a little wet outside.
Yeah, this day sucks.
Yeah. Jeebus.
I mean, it's a great day, but
the atmospheric river is it's real.
Yeah, it's rough today.
Yeah, I was going over the bridge today, and it just happened to be one of those.
Which bridge?
The Glen Jackson, the mighty 205.
Love the Glen Jackson.
And boy, I'll tell you what,
Glen Jackson.
We've talked about this before, we've looked him up, and I still don't remember. Was he some sort of councilman? Or he might have been a rich guy. God bless
him. Would you
America.
Like a bridge? Like, that's a pretty cool bridge, too.
Oh, 100%.
Would you like that named after you?
Yes.
Where people are just constantly Googling you, going, I think it was like.
Problem is, I don't think anyone
TV
would
guy?
Ever let. Sukanic isn't really a bridge name. You can't have the Sukanic Bridge. No one would know how to say it. It would be butchered.
Well,
you'd have to have, like, the. I'd have to change my name, like, to something else.
There's a lot of names that are tough. That
find me a bridge with a name as butchered as Sukanic.
Well, let's just talk about the Willamette River.
That's true.
I mean, who doesn't mispronounce the Willamette River when you first get here?
That's a good point.
Some people, including Portland Trailblazers, mispronounce it for years, even after having lived here. So, I mean, and Cooch Street, like, if it's local, you figure it out. It gets back to you that you're mispronouncing.
Yeah.
So people would know locally now, outside of here, the Skookanic Bridge. You got to go to the Skookanic Bridge.
I just never thought, and I love my last name. Very proud of my last name. And I always like that my kids like it. Both of my daughters say if they ever get married, they're doing the screw you, we're keeping Sukanic, which I appreciate. They love the Sukanic name. But I'm not so crowned up to think that name is building and bridge material. Like, there's just some names that flow and mine isn't. It's not. It doesn't flow off the tongue. So would I like a bridge named after me? Yes. Would it be the same, Travis, coming across the Glen Jackson Bridge as opposed to coming across the Jason Sukanic Bridge? It doesn't sound right. So yes, I would like it, but it doesn't have the same ring.
So he was the chairman of the Oregon Transportation Commission.
That's right. I knew he was some sort of commissioner
not that impressive to me.
No, but when you're building the bridge, you know.
Well, he was also the chairman of Pacific Power and Light.
Uh-oh. So he was probably.
And he owned a newspaper.
He was a swinging D back in the day.
So that, he was like a rich guy.
I also think it's way easier back in the day to get things named after you. Now, you just got to be rich and you have to build it. Like, when they build the new bridge, the I-5 bridge, dude, that.
Who's getting that?
Well, someone that's kicking in, my guess is several hundred millions of dollars or.
That's all public, isn't it?
Or a historical figure.
That's not going to be a private. They're not taking private dough on that, are they?
No, but someone in the government likes to have his name on things.
The Trump Bridge?
Well, I'm just saying, if you want federal funding, they talk about if that thing gets built, minus inflation, that would be like the most expensive municipal project. Like, that thing's going to be like $8 billion, and if you want federal funding for that thing, my guess is there's a name on that thing from someone that's allowing those funds. But other way, it'd be a historical figure. Like, you'll go back someone in Oregon history, but you're not, there's nothing you are going to do right now to get your name on that bridge. So I said, it's way easier back in the day to get your name on things. Way harder nowadays, unless it's a private thing and then you pay enough money. Phil Knight, I bet you Phil Knight has his name on more damn things than anything. Like, Phil, like, there's, or the Knight family name, that guy's on everything. Why? Donates a couple billion bucks.
Which fan personality has the best bridge name?
Well, let's look at it. Going across the Isaac Rot Bridge. It's not bad.
Not terrible.
Jordan Schultz, no, that kind of has the same thing as Sukanik. I hate to tell you, but that Slavic kind of German thing, work. It's not a romance language.
So I go by Schultzy, because that flows a little hot.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, Andy Johnson works, much like the Glenn
the
Jackson.
The Andy Johnson Bridge?
The Andy Johnson Bridge kind of flows, because again, that's a very old kind of...
The Jason Swigard Bridge?
Nah, not quite.
The Brandon Sprague Bridge?
No. Patrick Harris works.
Ooh, the Patrick, yes, it's got to be simple.
You know what? That problem, Danny Meringue doesn't work. It's Patrick Harris. If we were telling you that there was a new bridge and you're like, hey, what you want to do is
wait, the Jeff Rust Bridge?
That's pretty good too. But I there's something about the Patrick Harris, like that, with the moment you said that, I was like, that works. So what you want to do is you want to get on 26, you want to head on over, you're going to take like exit 24, and that's going to hook you up with the Patrick Harris Bridge. You're going to take you right over down into St., and then you're good.
I'm okay with it.
The Patrick Harris works.
I'm okay with it.
Some names work, and you just... It's like the porn. You don't know how to define it, but you know it when you see it. You know a bridge name when you hear it.
Luke Anderson, though, that's pretty good, too.
Luke is very good.
The Luke Anderson Bridge?
Ooh, that's solid. Again, wow. Much like the Glenn Jackson. Those are the sorts of names that work.
Yeah, Johnson, Anderson, yes. Like Smith, just the quick ones. That roll right off.
I don't mean to pull it away, the great honor from Patrick Harris, but now you're tickling something with the Luke Anderson Bridge. I'll tell you what, I like me some Luke Anderson Bridge. I'd feel very proud to go over the Luke Anderson Bridge. Maybe that eases the tolls a little bit. I'm like, son of a...
I think that's the best bridge name.
Luke Anderson. It's good.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you tomorrow.
We've done our work here.
Good show.
Good show. Good show, guys.
Maybe I could get like an expressway or something. The Sukanik Expressway. Park, perhaps. I need something lesser. I'm no bridge guy.
Yeah, I think...
Sukanik Park could work, I think.
I think you're better suited for a park bench.
Yeah, I could see that.
Where no one really knows the name of it until you read the placard.
There's a plaque. Maybe there's little feetsies, like some bronze feetsies that are in there.
Yeah.
You know, he liked to feed his birds. Something of that nature here.
What a weekend. Anyway, we were talking about the crappy weather.
Yeah. It is awful. So the whole point was, I was going over the Luke Anderson Bridge. Which I'm now going to call the Glenn Jackson. And I just happened to be in the middle of a convoy. There were like six freaking semis all around me, and they were kicking up so much standing water. It was a little Final Destination out there. I got a little worried. We had to do the slowdown, like the wave of water. Like my wipers couldn't keep up, and it was kind of an unsettling feeling.
Perhaps you were too close.
Oh, I was. Well, that was the problem. Is like I couldn't really speed up. Because that was the wall of water, but as I tried to hang back, there were others coming up. I found myself in the middle of a convoy is what I did. And I was the rubber duck, and it wasn't going.
But they're all not, I mean, it's not a convoy. Like, they're all just...
No, they just...
Trucks.
I just happened to be on the bridge
trucks.
At a time with a
just
lot of trucks.
Trucks.
North side.
The Sukanik Recycling Center?
Yeah, I could
get... Got a little bit of a ring to it?
Except I don't really believe in recycling.
Well, that's the fun of it.
Yeah, that's true. What about, like, a Sukanik Hall?
Yeah.
That work?
We'll see if it's just Sukal. A hall. Yeah, see, Sukal. Exactly. If it's a hall, you can use nicknames.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't really do that with
Schultzy
bridges.
Hall.
Like, what is an armory?
Schultz Hall is better.
Really? Schultz Hall does, yeah. What about one of those armories,
one
like,
syllable.
Where you would, like, you'd go see, like, Portland Wrestling back in the day. The Salem Armory.
The Sook Armory?
The Sook Armory.
Hell
so that's
yes.
more... Yeah, I'm going to watch some, like, where, like, a, I'm gonna, you're going to watch a roller derby. You're going to watch some ladies... Like in a thong roller skate.
Oh, I watched a Salem Stampede game there.
There
at the
you
armory
go.
When
that,
I was a kid. Yeah.
Why did
that
okay,
make sense?
Can I ask a question? And it's going to be a dumb one. An armory is where they keep weapons.
I think it's a military. Yeah, it's like a
why
military.
Why are there events where they keep the weapon? Like, that doesn't seem.
I don't have an answer for that.
That doesn't seem right.
I just remember as a kid watching Portland Wrestling on, like, the UHF channels, and it would always be live from the Salem Armory. And it'd be like grappler versus the Latin lover Al Madrid.
But did you ever think to yourself, why is Al Madrid
at the Salem Armory?
At the. Where they keep the weapons.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never once thought about that, and now my mind is kind of blown. Is it because we don't really...
It's because we don't really use it,
maybe? We don't really use it.
It's like, we need some revenue.
Yeah, so we loan it out to low-grade things like roller derby and...
Exactly.
Like, I doubt... I doubt there's like real big functions. Like no one's hosting a political rally at the Armory.
No, it like probably used to have that like original designation or usage, and now years after, it just
they're like,
never
no one's been in there for 30 years. Let's host a wrestling match.
It works. Same thing. I don't even know what a hall does either. It's just there's a hall, but I feel like I could, you know, you could rent it out for various things like an RV show. Where's the RV show at? Well, it's the good ones over at the convention center, but like that bastard one, that's over at Sioux Hall. Like where the expo center now sits and occupies, the expo center could be Sioux Hall. And then you got like, again, like jiu-jitsu tournaments, B-list comic cons, things like that. What Maybe a home and gardening show.
What do you suspect is the difference between a conference center and a convention center?
I think the convention center is just nicer.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you, it's just the nicety of the whole thing.
Actually, I don't think that
bigger.
There is a difference.
Maybe it's bigger.
Bigger. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Multiple, you know, multiple halls. Because I will say in the convention center, there's halls. You got hall A, B, C. How about a nice Sioux Hall? Maybe if I like save the mayor, Keith Wilson, from drowning, like they'll be like, hey, like what can we do to thank you? And I'm like, convention center, hall A, now hall Sioux. Although that might throw people off with the whole lettering system, but you know, if I ever did something noteworthy in the city, I think that's a fair ask to have a convention center hall. I'm not even asking for the whole expo center, although it'd be nice, but I'm just, give me a hall.
We do have a text police coming in here.
Yeah.
The armories in question here are not the places that weapons and small arms are used. Once upon a time they were, but now it's essentially an overbuilt garage.
Oh, see? Doesn't that seem about right then? You know,
but I don't.
A garage.
Okay, so then where do they store the weapons?
Well, I don't know. Important places.
And what's that called?
I don't know.
And why don't they have wrestling there?
I think that's a base, and I don't think you can let Al Madrid onto a base with real weapons. I think they hold that. You know what? Then it becomes forts. That's forts and barracks and important things.
The original Salem Armory, it was shaped like a castle. They rebuilt it, but like,
you got to have guards.
Yeah. There's towers and.
See, I would think they would all be underground.
Yeah, I think
you know.
Well, there's that big one, I think, out, was it like Umatilla? And I guess supposedly they got all kinds of cool stuff underground. Like you see the mounds, and supposedly if you go under there, we got all kinds of cool stuff that goes boom.
Well, you know, that's what your boy Elon keeps touting. Well, he just
Subterranean?
Said, yeah, he just says there's just a lot of space to do a lot of stuff underground. Yeah. If we're running out of space.
Mole people.
Which we're not. Yeah. But that's his... his big tunnel idea.
Yeah.
You know,
well, we do have a lot of space. It's just that no one wants to go where the space is. Like, I talk to that sometimes. Like, you hear like young people that complain that like they can't afford a house. And I'm like, have you tried Nebraska?
Yeah. It's like they would rather. No. Yeah. They're not building a house in Nebraska. They would rather build an underground home in LA.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to lie. If you told me all of a sudden I was going subterranean, I kind of like the idea of like mole people.
Yeah.
You know.
So people will just start selling 2,000 square feet under their house.
Interesting.
And you build away.
Wow. I'm not opposed to it. I'm guessing it's kind of expensive, but like, hey, where do you live? I live at 1631B.
That way you don't
have
to live.
What's B? Below ground.
BG. You don't have to live in Nebraska that way.
No. But then you got, what happens if your like upstairs neighbor's a real bitch and, you know, there's conflict and, hey, no yard maintenance,
we
right?
We have that now.
You don't have to put up Christmas lights?
No, it's a lot of advantages. Yeah. No siding.
Yeah. No sunlight.
No.
Yeah, that's not good.
No view. Maybe you could do like TVs.
You could do fake views.
That's what I was thinking. How about this? Like TVs and there's little like cameras outside that show me the view and what, and so my windows are like those picture frames, and it shows me the view of what it is outside.
Yeah, that's what they have in like Doomsday Silos.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh my God, what a crappy day. But in reality, I'm underground, but I see the rain, and then I wake up, I'm like, oh my God, this is beautiful. And I know what the sun looks like because the little camera's pointing that way.
Aren't all the Richies building underground bunkers?
Yeah, right, silos. Yeah,
isn't that their big thing?
Yeah. I think the going price for one of them, there's like a big silo in like Kansas or Nebraska near where you're from, Rob, and it's like $4 or $5 million just to like get a down payment and get one built. And then I'm assuming you got to like pay to be a part of it continuing. So
I'll tell you what, we were looking.
Too spendy.
Because we've looked at like coming over here to Portland to build. And most of the lots that are available in Portland that aren't like a gajillion dollars are sloped lots. Let me tell you something. You want to get knocked with a price tag? Start digging into something. Start digging just into a hillside to flatten out a piece of land, let alone build in like a fortified bunker. Turns out the most expensive thing in the world is just digging. So if you want to make a bunch of money, get yourself a backhoe and start a digging. Yeah.
Well, and then you have the flooding issue.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
It's tough. Maybe you do want to live in Nebraska.
Then earthquakes here, too. The big one's coming, right?
Ah, yeah. The earthquake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm underground. I'll be fine. All of a sudden, yeah, like you said, Nebraska and Iowa, the Dakotas.
Do you think that the rich people building their underground lairs is more the fear of end of days or the fear of luxury, of not having luxury during the end of
FOMO.
Days?
FOMO.
You know what I mean?
It's that.
Yeah, I think it's more the latter.
Well, what else are you doing?
Like, they don't care. Like, what, you know, you're going to die anyway. It's like, what's the point? Well, I'd rather have a nice couch.
Yeah.
I don't think they want to be around the peasants. I think that's all the plebes.
Right. Yeah. Now, fighting over water.
Exactly.
I did hear Musk once give one of the, before he went, kind of whatever he's doing now. He actually made a valid point.
His had to unfollow him.
Yeah, it's a lot for me.
And it's not because of anything other than just complete and utter constant tweets.
Yeah.
Like he constantly, it's just always him. I'm just like, dude, I can't handle it.
Well, he's like the smartest dude.
Yeah.
And so I think his train of thought is just nonstop.
Well, I'm okay with his content. Some of it's actually kind of interesting.
Yeah.
It was just too much. There was too many of them.
He had I know we're up against it, and I don't want to go along with this, but it was one of the more interesting things I've heard him say. His idea was that the Hyperloop thing that he wanted to build, right? He said cost.
Isn't that underground?
Yeah. Yeah, and the whole cost-wise thing of it obviously is gargantuan. But he said, you know, if this thing were to work, in theory, you could live in Omaha, Nebraska, and you could live or you could work in San Francisco, and it would take you 45 minutes to commute, and you would sit in this tube, and it would just rocket fire your ass.
That's what's up.
And so you could work in the city. You could see a ball game. You could see a play, whatever, and then with the average commute, you take an hour, you're on one of these things, and now you can actually afford to go live in a place that is actually affordable. And that right there, like if you could snap your fingers and have that be the future, that is kind of badass.
It would change a lot.
Yeah, the idea that like, hey, do you want to go see a game at like the Ducks playing in the Rose Bowl? You're like, yeah, what time's the game? 7, cool, I'll meet you at 4:45, we'll hop in the tunnel, you know, and you're just home.
I don't know about 45 minutes from Nebraska to San Francisco. That seems unlikely.
But
I get what he's saying.
This is his thing down the road. Supposedly what he thinks could actually go from a speeds thing in the future is quite ridiculous. You're just,
Yeah, it's like a vacuum. And we're talking, I think, a bullet train in China.
It's like 300-400 miles an hour, I think, is the tops.
Yeah. Those things are awesome.
So this could probably go double that because it's self-contained in a tube.
Yeah, but it's kind of ridiculous.
We're a ways away.
Don't want to get hit by that.
Well, hence the tunnel.
I don't think you could get into there.
But what if you're in your underground house?
Little moles underneath there, and the next thing you know, I'll tell you what, if you did get hit by something going 800 miles an hour, you wouldn't feel it.
I think it's stupid that we have, you know, I get it costs a lot of money. I get that. But we find money for everything.
Oh, yeah.
Why the hell in a country so large do we not have high-speed trains?
It's
absolutely absurd.
So I think I know the answer to this quickly. Oh. It's red tape. So China, you kind of have to do what the government tells you, right? Uh-huh. And there's so many people here, like governments of cities, of counties, of states that all have to sign off, like municipalities.
And
like
no one has to do it. Yeah, China, China can build a skyscraper in like 30 days.
They just tell you and you're forced to do it.
Don't we have a dictator?
That's a good point.
By the way, the Hyperloop, what they're talking about with right now, what we have the capabilities are saying about 760 to 800 miles an hour.
Oh my God. Pretty good.
You would get places fair.
Let's go to the game. Let's go to Vegas. Tonight.
Be pretty cool.
Vegas is pretty cool. All right. Yeah, it's a crappy day here. For those of you that aren't here, it is just windy and rainy and dreary and Portlandy, but that's okay because yesterday afternoon was nice and they're saying later in the week will be nice.
Well, that's good.
But we have an atmospheric river running through here.
Gotta deal with it now.
Until Wednesday. Mm-hmm. The field is set for the college football playoff.
And one team won't stop bitching.
Yeah, James Madison.
Good grief.
What's James Madison's mascot?
The Dukes, I believe.
What is a Duke?
The Duke of Earl.
I don't think that's what that means, though.
No.
Right? It's a royal title.
Yeah, I mean, I know that, but I don't think that's what the James Madison Dukes are.
No?
I don't know. Well, we're going to learn a lot about James Madison this week.
I don't know any other Dukes, but I'll look it up for you.
So we'll start there. The field is set. Oddly compelling, too. Mm-hmm. Next on The Fan.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Okay, well, let's get into some college football. The field is set.
By the way, I looked it up. The James Madison Dukes are named after the second university president, Samuel Page Duke, who the basketball team said, can we please have some equipment? And if you buy us basketballs and or sneakers, we will name our team after you. And he did, and they started calling themselves the Dukes.
Wow. Better than any bridge or hall or building, right?
Yeah.
So if he bought... if he bought basketballs and, what'd you say, shoes?
Yeah, just they needed basketball equipment. And
I mean,
they,
what do you suppose that cost him back then? 50 cents?
It can't be.
And he's now the mascot of the team.
Yes.
And it's 2025. What a deal.
Yes. That might be the, and now they're living the high life in the
bro,
playoff.
We were talking about being named like a bridge.
Yeah.
How about the Sooks?
The Sooks.
Like, what if?
The James Madison Sooks.
Let's say, okay, you went to BYU.
Yeah.
Let's say the Cougar somehow runs into some
financial
PR
issues.
Trouble,
yeah.
and the Cougar gets canceled.
And turns out the Cougar's touching people inappropriately. They're like, well, we can't be the Cougs anymore.
They're like, what should we name? What should be our new mascot? Well, we had this player in the 90s, back in the olden days.
He's pretty cool.
In the 1900s. Who played center.
The BY Sooks.
And he went on to be a legendary radio host. I think we should be the BYU Sooks.
Yes.
All he has to do is donate a few basketballs and shoes.
Just some equipment. There you go.
God.
That's like Browns, right? Paul Brown?
Yeah, Paul Brown.
Cleveland
That's
Browns.
Right. That's right. The Rops.
I like it.
I want to be a mascot.
The Kansas Rops.
The Rops.
There's a nice ring to it. Well, anyway, that's that. So that is the Dukes. The Dukes are just named after a guy whose last name who's...
I feel like
Duke.
Back when things were kind of willy-nilly,
yeah,
you could, like, you're so right. Like, you just can't get that today.
No.
Everything's kind of taken.
Yes.
Except for new things, and that has to go through a whole process.
And new things are
expensive. Back then, it was like, get us a couple balls. Well, I mean, I don't care.
We need basketball equipment. You got it. And if you do, what's in it for me? Would you like the entire university named after you? Sure. We're the Dukes.
Well, they didn't name the... No, that's James Madison.
Yes.
The mascot.
The mascot.
He's the mascot.
Yes, but they named... I mean, The whole university's mascot is named after
this
dude.
Yes, but not the university. No, not the university. That's named after James Madison, who will probably soon be canceled, and then we'll have to name it
something else.
Somebody else. By the way, how about our, if you're watching on the CW, how about our awesome Christmas tree in here?
Oh, yeah. That's courtesy of the Patrick Harris bridge.
Yeah.
I love the Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
They were thinking that I would take that out of here.
Why?
I don't know. I think they think I'm bah humbug, but I'm not. I love Christmas.
Yeah, just because you're a godless heathen doesn't mean that you don't enjoy Christmas.
Well, I am a godless heathen, but I do like a clean studio space, so maybe that's why they were thinking. But I just think, I find it unbelievable. See how all the branches, so it's obviously it's fake, and you have to kind of...
Yeah, there's like little pipe cleaners. You can adjust
it. Yeah, you adjust them. Yeah. This thing has sat in here for 2 weeks, and nobody has thought to adjust it the way I adjusted it today, and look how cute it is.
Yeah, it's adorable.
Is that not adorable?
Yes, it is the well, you know, that is the Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Of course.
Yes.
And by the way, Odyssey, in classic Odyssey fashion, we have a real Christmas tree out in the hall out here.
It's undecorated, though.
It's undecorated, and it's leaning against a wall.
Yeah, why don't...
Looks
and,
great.
And that is a real tree, correct?
Yes, it's real.
Oh, yeah, you smell the pine.
It smells great.
I walked by, and I was like, because I assumed it was a fake tree. No, I like walked by, and my first thought was, why doesn't it have a tree stand? I have an extra one. I can bring it in.
Right.
And why
don't offer.
Okay.
First of all. And let's take bets.
See how long?
On how long that... Does that ever get decorated?
No. It will lean... It's been there for like a week. And first off, it's going to die.
It's dying a slow death in the corner of the hallway.
It's not any water. So someone cut down a tree and then leaned it against the wall.
Yeah, we didn't put any water in the base or anything.
There is no base. It's just leaned against a wall.
I will literally
go save it,
Schultz.
Go save it.
Save it! Christmas spirit, damn it.
I don't think we can.
Come on!
That thing is dead and gone.
Well, so you don't think it ever gets decorated?
No. I don't think it ever gets watered. I think
even with us publicly shaming them right now.
Oh, that's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're probably listening, or they're probably not, actually.
Well, I want answers. I want, like, we need...
You want the truth?
I want the committee. I want the committee to talk about, first off, where did that come from? And, if you were in charge of going to get a tree... You just decided to lean it against a wall. Even if all I was in charge of was going to get a tree, and then I leaned it against the wall and I came in the next day, I would take the responsibility to then be like, well, guys, I brought you this tree. Are we going to do anything with it? And if someone was like, no, it's not that hard to get a base.
An Odyssey station.
I said, I think I have three Christmas tree stands sitting at my house. Don't we all? Isn't that just something that you have as extra stands?
Yep. I don't.
No, you're not a...
No, we have a fake tree.
Oh. Well, I've accumulated, I don't know how, I've just accumulated, like, stands over the years.
Well, you buy new ones.
Yeah,
you're like, that's shabby, I better get a new one.
They just happened. Or, like, when my mom moved out of the house, she was like, do you want this? It was a really nice one. I was like, not really, but I mean, I guess.
I gotta tell you, we're 30 minutes in, we haven't covered S.
I think we've covered a lot. Just maybe not.
You know what, you're right.
The importance. Well, we have covered the important stuff.
We have covered it. You're right. You guys, we'll see you tomorrow, 3 to 7 on the Fan.
Great show once again.
Thank you. Okay, come on. Will you focus?
Yeah.
The college football playoff is set.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently everyone's bitching about it.
Well.
But not this guy.
One person's bitching
about it. Not this reporter. I'm not bitching about it. I found yesterday fascinating and compelling.
Yeah.
Even though it's a total, it's a disaster.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's an interesting disaster.
It is interesting. And that's all I ask in this world. If you are going to be a disaster, just do it with some style.
That's right. Don't be boring.
Yeah.
We'll get to that next, including Oregon's game against James Madison.
The Dukes.
Are you excited?
No, not really.
No, I'm not either.
No.
All right. Well, let's first go to Schultzy with SportsCenter.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play.
Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I contend that this is the single worst Christmas song ever recorded.
I can't get on board ever. With that.
Worse than Reindeer.
It's a little
Grandma Reindeer.
It's a little repetitive.
This song is so
a wonderful Christmas time.
Bad.
It's at least got a fun vibe.
Yeah,
I sing along to it. Yeah. And it's Paul McCartney whose greatness. This is you cannot argue that this is any good at all.
There's one that's
you
worse.
You can't.
There's one that's worse. It's
what?
That it's that Christmas shoes song about the kid that's buying a pair of
shoes
that he doesn't
sucks.
Have enough money to get it for his dying mother on Christmas Eve. So somebody has to step up and pay for the shoes. And ugh.
First of all, I don't know what song you're talking about.
You don't
about.
Know that song?
No.
I think it's just called like Christmas shoes.
Yeah.
He's not even singing. By thee there all day long. God, that song sucks. And I promise I'm not bah humbug. I love Christmas music, but
by the
that
way,
is so
I
bad.
Just wanted to, I looked up, we're going to get to nothing, by the way, again. You want to talk about a squirrel moment, but I did look up Esquire ranked the worst Christmas songs of all time.
What's number one? Told you.
Paul McCartney and Wings.
Wow.
Wonderful Christmas
you,
time.
You little bitch.
Yeah.
Good job, Rob.
It was number one. Yeah, Jackson 5, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. I think that one's a little weird.
Yeah.
They went Lady Gaga, Christmas Tree. A lot of modern stuff.
Is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
They
on
put
there?
Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas?
Do They Know It's Christmas is a great Christmas song.
They go number six.
Yeah, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer is a great song. And there's a whole special. Like, there's an animated hour-long TV show to watch for Christmas every year.
Let's not pretend any of these songs are
now,
good.
Now, I have not heard
it's
this.
Just,
yeah.
We like them.
Number eight, is anyone familiar with Tiny Tim's Santa Claus Has Got the AIDS?
Yes.
What?
I believe that is from South Park?
No, this is Tiny Tim.
The real Tiny Tim?
Apparently, yeah. It was like in the 80s. I think he wanted to like write a song about, you know, AIDS recognition. So I'm going to need you at some point, Schnitzel Wolf, to come back with Tiny Tim's Santa Claus
if
Has Got the AIDS.
If it is allowed, I will do
that. That's a real...
Request denied.
Wow.
Like to keep my job.
So I'm looking at the bracket here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that.
Oregon will play James Madison.
Yes. Were there 20-something point favorites?
It's Oregon's the 5. Mm-hmm. James Madison is the 12. Now, if I had told you at the start of the season that was going to be, like, let's go back to August. Rewind to August Souk.
Sure.
And I'm sitting over here. I'm like, you know what they're going to do? They're going to play James Madison in the first round. You would have done just that. You would have laughed.
I would have laughed. Yes.
And here they are.
The Sun Belt champion.
They are actually playing James Madison, which is, I think, a total lame-o letdown bullshit, you know, of a game. At the same time, if you're an Oregon fan, you're like, okay, well.
It's as well as it could go.
Yeah, it's like, this is good. We'll win that, and then we'll go and play Texas Tech.
No one is saying, because I've heard some Texas Tech and Indiana fans be all butthurt, because everyone's butthurt. But let me state for the record.
Why are they butthurt?
Well, because of this. But let me just say, no one's.
What? They got buys.
No one is more of a bitch than Notre Dame. You're a bitch. Everyone thinks you're a bitch.
But
and
wait,
the only
on,
one
on,
complaining.
On. Why are Indiana and Texas Tech complaining about Oregon and James Madison?
No, they're complaining because a lot of people, the pundits, are saying that Oregon has an easy draw. And so they're Texas Tech and
Indiana.
Well,
they do. It's not easy, but it's the easier of easier of the two sides.
And therein lies the point. So Texas Tech and Indiana, lighten up. No one's saying that you're easy games. They're saying if you're Oregon and you weren't going to be the four seed, everyone knows the five is the place to be. You are going to be overwhelming favorites against James Madison. And yes, Texas Tech's defense is really good. And Indiana just got done proving that they're the best team in the country. They've beaten Oregon and they've beaten Ohio State. And those were legitimate victories. Take nothing away from them. But from a talent standpoint, yes, Oregon is going to be James Madison doesn't belong in the field with them, that they are going to have a massive advantage with the exception of probably the defensive line. And even then, it's not like Oregon has a bad defensive line. And again, talent standpoint, not saying they're a better team, Indiana proved it. But you aren't going to face a team that is overwhelmingly more talented or even as talented as you to a man until you would get all the way to the end. So yes, if you had to draw up a bracket, and you could lose to Texas Tech, you could lose to Indiana, you're not losing to James Madison. This is a good draw. You avoid Ohio State, you avoid Georgia. Yeah. That's good.
Of course. And there isn't anyone who would think otherwise.
Well, it's unless just, you're at Texas Tech and Indiana.
We have to make a pact. You and I.
Yes.
We do a radio show together.
Yes.
Stop bringing up what fans say on social media. It's a waste of time. Fans are idiots. They are. And it hurts the discussion. It's like, just because Texas Tech fan is butthurt that he can't handle that they're not Georgia and Ohio State. Like, I don't know what to tell you. That's just dumb.
Yeah.
So it's not even worth our breath. Okay, can we do that?
No.
You, me.
No.
You and me.
No. Let's do it.
No Stephen A. takes.
However.
No,
Ryan Clark.
Yes.
None
of them. I don't care what anyone. And by the way, here's another thing. I'm going to make a declaration right now.
Ooh, I like
you're, not gonna, you're not going to hear this reporter bitch about the college football playoff one time. I don't care.
I
get it. It's a mess, okay?
Sure.
There's no question. It needs to be completely blown up and revamped. That said, I'm tired of everyone just constantly bitching about it. I got to tell you, I had a great time yesterday. I woke up and I got my coffee and I took Molly on a walk and I came and I sat down and I turned on ESPN at 9 o'clock. Now, I was a little perturbed that it took them a half an hour to get to the rankings.
Sure.
But I get it. TV. And I was thoroughly compelled, oddly compelling, television, even though it's kind of an S show. And yes, of course, Notre Dame being left out, which, by the way, I got to give you credit. I got to give you credit. You're the one that called that.
Yeah.
You called that. Now, once, because you said on Thursday, I wasn't here on Friday, but on Thursday, you said the way they set it up, they teed it up so that BYU, if they lose, is out, and then they would compare Miami and Notre Dame head-to-head, which is exactly what they did,
yep.
And they flipped Miami because they beat Notre Dame.
And
you called that. Now, on Sunday, I'm sorry, I'm going long here, but one more point. On Saturday, when Alabama got smoked and looked so bad doing it, it was amazing, because I was with you on Thursday. I'm like, I think that's right. I think you're seeing that right. Okay, then Saturday comes around, and Alabama gets smoked. And all of a sudden, the narrative, you could, again, this is why there's too many pundits, there's too many dumb fans, there's too much noise out there that doesn't mean anything, because all of a sudden, the groupthink was, well, Alabama's out.
Yeah.
Alabama shouldn't be in, because some guy somewhere who probably has a little bit of a following, you know, tweets like, oh, Alabama doesn't deserve to be in. And then all of a sudden, everybody thinks that, and everybody's tweeting that, and now we're talking about Alabama not being in. Dude, they didn't even move a spot in the rankings.
Nope.
So this is my point, is I just think it's shockingly flawed and probably really frustrating if you're a Notre Dame fan or, you know, Texas or whomever. But I, as a fan, am absolutely having a great time. I think the bracket, even though the G5 schools in there is kind of less than ideal, but that's the system.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's a great tournament.
I always say to anyone that complains, it's better than we've ever had. What's the old argument that perfection is the greatest enemy of better? This is better than it was last year, which is better than the year was the year before.
Do you remember the BCS?
Yes. I remember a time before the BCS when at the end of the year, we just voted and we were like,
Miami's champs.
Miami is a champion, but then so is Washington. Well, they never played each other, nor did they play a common opponent. I don't know. Let's each give one of them a championship.
Yeah, you guys both win.
So
everybody go home.
It's so much better than it was. Wow. And for the Notre Dame fans that are crying and they're like, this is the greatest travesty, Florida State was undefeated and got left out of a 14 playoff.
Yeah.
Florida State was undefeated, and together they were like, no. And yet Notre Dame is standing up there acting like this is the worst thing that's ever happened. And this is why I say Notre Dame, just play like a champion until we don't get our way, and then we take our ball and go home. I hope that Notre Dame, the rumor is that Notre Dame tomorrow is going to pull out of the ACC. I hope every other power conference turns to them and goes, cool, either join a conference or we don't schedule you. Like, this whole power play on the part of Notre Dame, how dare you?
Well, what does the ACC have to, like, why are they mad at the ACC?
Because the ACC pumped up Miami over Notre Dame. Notre Dame
not a full member of the league.
Thank you. Notre Dame's AD actually had the balls to say that the ACC has done permanent damage by promoting Miami over Notre Dame. And my favorite part about Notre Dame is their only argument. The argument isn't that Miami was in over them, because you can't argue that. Miami beat you. Your only argument is, until the last ranking, we were ahead of you. So they're upset, not that Miami is above them. It's just that they're only above us at the end, which is the lamest thing in the world. Miami is, like, whatever you think of that, at the end of the day, because had Miami been put above Notre Dame before the last ranking, Notre Dame would have no leg to stand on. So Notre Dame's only argument is, Notre Dame is O.J. Simpson at this point. Yeah, we did it, but we'd like to get off on a technicality. That's all your argument is. And you look and sound like the world's biggest bitch to everyone in college football that isn't suckling at the Notre Dame teat. It's embarrassing. All you're doing is embarrassing yourself. And I hope that the rest of college football takes a look at this and tells you to go take a flying leap. When you decide to take your ball and be like, well, we're going to leave the ACC, you realize, Notre Dame, that you do need those other conferences. You do need that. And maybe if you had actually joined a conference, this wouldn't happen to you. I have lost all respect for Notre Dame based on this whole thing. Well, we'll just take our ball and go home. We can't bother to be played because the system is a farce. The system is rigged for you better than any other team.
I think there's like 10 teams that opted out of bowls.
Yeah.
To be fair. It's
but some of them actually have a legitimate reason. Like Ohio State, or not Ohio State, excuse me, Iowa State.
Ohio State opted out?
Yeah, they're done.
Wow.
Iowa State doesn't have a coach, doesn't know who their coach, you know, they're trying to put that together.
Well, they got Jimmy Rogers.
Trying to keep a staff together, trying to figure out who Jimmy Rogers is going to hire, trying to keep their team. I get Iowa State. Notre Dame just is being a baby.
There's a couple of them that went to their players and said, because like you said, there's a lot of coaching changes and stuff. And some of these teams went to their players. And I think Kansas State was one of them where they just were like, do you guys want to play? And they're like, half of us don't want to play, so we're going to opt out.
Yeah.
And so therefore, the rest of the guys are like, whatever, no.
Yeah.
I don't go to El Paso.
We're good.
So Notre Dame isn't the only team that opted out. But anyway, let's continue the college football playoff discussion next. Lord knows we have until 11 days to talk about it because for some stupid reason. Yeah. Again, I'm not going to bitch.
Yep.
Not going to bitch. But they don't start this. If you're wondering,
no,
the games don't start this weekend.
No,
they start the weekend after this weekend.
You're correct.
Is that the right way to say that?
Yeah.
The weekend after next.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah,
11 days until a college football playoff game, which is
and then two, very dumb. Two of them are duds, which is the unfortunate part. But two of them are excited.
Duh.
I didn't complain.
Duh.
I just said two were duds and two I'm excited about.
All right, we'll carry that over. Talk about it coming up next on The Fan. We're talking college football playoff. Your point about it being better, the system now, than it used to be. Of course it is.
It's better than it's ever been.
No question.
Yeah.
I guess if you were to say, I think the biggest problem is it's just going to take more time than it probably should to get it right. Like, I mean, they are way better than they used to be.
Gotta work out the kinks.
Like I said, I thought it was really compelling. It's still compelling. We're having, heated discussions about it. That's good.
Yeah.
It's good for the sports world.
Yeah.
It is certainly inconsistent. It's kind of patchwork. We all know the reasons why it needs to be better, but I just think the dumbest part of the entire system is how long it's taking to get it right. And it's going to be another 5 to 10 years before they really get this where it needs to be.
Yeah.
And look, maybe even longer, knowing all these old boobs that run things. Like, I mean, you guys probably played the Penn State AD audio Friday.
Yep.
And you had the Notre Dame AD coming out today and yesterday. We've heard from him. The more I hear from the powers that be in and it's not all of them, of course, but just the more these guys talk, the more you realize the new model of college football, these guys are not equipped to usher it in and make it. It's just like these guys aren't, they're not business guys, right?
No.
They're not experts at hiring football coaches, even though tasked with that.
Yeah.
Like they have really, they're all just out of touch goobers.
Well, the problem
and
is,
they're old white guys.
Yeah. The problem is that they are only looking out for the interests of one,
right,
which is them. So, and they don't even look out for the interests of their conference, although in some extent, you know, the conference commissioner does, but like I'm trying to think of the best way to put this. Notre Dame is livid about what happened to Notre Dame, and I get it. But if the shoe was on the other foot and Notre Dame was behind someone that they had beaten, then they would be arguing the exact opposite. If Alabama got left out because of their conference title loss, right, that would be a really bad precedent. But they did the same thing to BYU. BYU was 11-1 and they got punished for losing their conference championship game. So like you only care when something is broken, when it's broken for you, when it breaks your way. And so that's the problem is that if we keep having this mentality of anytime there's a leak in the dam, we try to put our thumb in it, but only when it happens to a powerful opponent. It's like Buster Posey getting run over. And so now we have to do something about collisions at the plate. No one cared until an MVP got run over. So as long as we have that mentality and there's no one, as you pointed out, looking out further down the road, looking and saying, hey guys, let's put in some best practices for 5, 6, 7, 8 years down the road that makes sense financially for everyone and is good for the business model, as opposed to what's good for Notre Dame, what's good for Alabama, what's good for the Big 12, what's good for the Pac-12, all of that. There's just too many interests all trying to fit through one door, and then you throw in Fox and ESPN.
Yeah, which by the way, the ESPN, the SEC TV deal, and this is something you won't hear a lot about because ESPN doesn't want to talk about it and won't talk about it. There was no way Alabama was being left out of that field.
Zero.
Even after losing 28-7 or whatever it was to Georgia.
No.
Because ESPN and the SEC are in bed on a multi-billion dollar television deal.
And don't say that. And
they were not going to leave Alabama out. They just weren't.
And I said that from the very get-go. And so, yes, because people say, well, it set the precedent of your playoff game hurting you. We already had that this year with BYU. So one last year you said no, not with SMU. This year you said not with Alabama, but over here, yeah, we'll do it. So it is selective about when you do it. So like they just kind of make it up as they go along. And at this point, if you don't think that that's true, then like this is the Notre Dame thing. Like, how can you do it? What do you mean? How can we do it? We've watched the committee do all kinds of crazy stuff. This isn't, what happened to Notre Dame is not the worst thing. It's not even close to the worst thing that's ever happened. Just like Texas. Sark was like, well, this would damage the system forever. Please. Again, Florida State got left out of a 4-team playoff when they were undefeated. Like, once that happened, I'm telling you, man, everything is on the table. And yes, who you're affiliated with TV networks, what your brand matters, and what eyeballs you bring to the table, it makes a difference.
Yeah, so what they need to do before we move on to the actual bracket is, this is what Gordon Gee was talking about last week when we were talking about the letter that he sent or that he put out there. And this is what they'll eventually get to because, again, follow the money. But they need one Super League. You need these conferences, all, like you say, everybody has their own interests. That's the problem. So one Super League, you sell one set of TV rights for the entirety of college football, whatever that looks like. You're all now rowing the same direction and you make so much more money. It is shocking how many billions of dollars college football has left on the table by not getting their S together before now. And like you said, it's moving the right direction, but it's taking so long. That's the frustrating thing, because we can all see where this is headed and it's going there incrementally. But my God, it's going to be another 5 to 10 years.
Yeah. Well, because ultimately the thing that you need to happen is what they will eventually fight to the death, and then eventually it'll collapse, and that's collectively bargain and get to a union.
But you're already starting to pay players.
We're seeing it.
And players are now saying we don't want to play in bowl games. So
change
those
is
are going to go away.
Change is coming.
Conference championship games are going to go away. Like it's you can all see it.
Yeah.
So this is my whole point about griping about it, even though we've just done that here for a little bit. I'm trying not to. I just think it's just getting tiresome to hear all the griping about it. Let's just wait and let's enjoy it.
Yeah.
Oregon's got a playoff game. Yeah. It's going to be a fun tournament.
And we'll all watch it. We're all going to love it.
Let's just enjoy that until they eventually maybe
we'll figure it out.
Do something right.
The product on the field is still really good, and it's better excellent. Than it. So, and the it's numbers excellent. Back it up. People are watching in record numbers.
Okay. Well, the field is set. How does it look for Oregon? You know, I think that, as we mentioned earlier, Oregon has a good little path. Not that that's easy, because Indiana is awesome and Texas Tech is awesome.
A good path.
I did see the point spread on the Texas Tech Oregon matchup. Should it occur?
Yeah.
Let's not count out the Dukes.
I'm counting out the Dukes
of Madison James. Yeah, but I'm doing that. They're going to be there. They're going to play. Bob Chesney's going to bring his purple people eaters in there,
even though he's not the coach.
But he's there, right?
He's there.
Yeah, so he is the coach, and he is going to bring those purple people leaders in there, and their little guys are going to be running around. They're going to be trying to tackle. It's going to be great. But if Oregon beats the Dukes,
the
point spread on the Oregon-Texas Tech game, which will be in Miami, by the way.
Huh? Orange Bowl.
At 4:30 is the James Madison game time. We don't know the game time of the
Orange Bowl yet.
Texas Tech game. It would be Texas Tech plus +1.
Really?
Oregon would be favored by 1 point.
Okay.
They pretty much have them dead even.
Yeah, it's basically a pick 'em.
And we actually do know the time. That would be a 9 a.m. kick on New Year's Day.
Oh, really? Yes. So the Ducks.
9 a.m. Pacific?
9 a.m. No. Pacific.
Well, so, okay. So noon out there.
Yeah, noon Eastern. All of those times on the prospective CFP schedule was all Eastern. So it is 9 a.m. Pacific if you're in the Orange Bowl, which Oregon would be.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Well, let's look at the bracket as a whole. Who do we think might win this thing? We'll get to that next on The Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.